So, chapter one. Why I went on the Vipassana course, and what was my basic understanding of what was going to happen. So, back in November 2006, I went on a course, well, not a course, a day seminar given by a man called Colin James, who's a very, very good speaker, and his talk was on the 8 powers of leadership, which was basically a synopsis of... They took people like Nelson Mandela, Aung San Suu Kyi, Churchill, people like that, and tried to sort of distill their common characteristics and to find out what makes a leader tick. What do they do? What makes someone a leader? And one of them was the power to withdraw. So the power to withdraw is all about taking time out at some point during the day for reflection. It takes time and effort to know yourself, and only then, I guess, can you lead others. This will help you to attain a position of responsiveness rather than reactiveness. Gandhi used to use his spinning wheel for an hour or so a day, and yeah, that was how he meditated, and other leaders do similar things. Now, Colin James suggested that this Vipassana meditation was something that he had done and that it gave him a lot of benefit, and that he thought that everyone should do it once in their lives. Now, I have always enjoyed trying different things, more for the sort of the, well, not exactly the amusement factor, but which is certainly not the way to approach a 10-day silent retreat. Because that is actually a serious undertaking, I suppose. But I had some time off over Christmas, and I thought, hey, this will be an interesting thing to do. I read up somewhat on what Vipassana was about, and I talked to people who had done it, and certainly some of them had said that it was a pretty difficult thing to do. Certainly not a walk in the park. Maybe I didn't do enough research. Maybe not. My personal belief is that the people who run Vipassana are, and I've got friends who do it regularly. I think on the whole they are very good people. But I do honestly believe that they don't prepare people for what it is. I mean, you might think, I don't know who you are, I don't know who's going to listen to these podcasts, I don't know, what's going to happen to them once I make them live. If anything, probably nothing, to be honest. 4 people listen to it and that'll be that. And fair enough. But you might think that staying silent for 10 days and meditating is not a particularly stressful thing to do, maybe is the word. That's what I thought. I thought I'm pretty happy on my own, and I just didn't think it was going to be a problem, and I was wrong about that. I am, I suppose, in some way addicted to the modern sort of Facebook and email and texts and chatting with people and going out to movies and constant sort of barrage on your senses. You're always doing something, and that's basically part of the way I work, I suppose. And to shut yourself off from that for 10 days, even though while I was doing the course I did not find it hard in that respect. Like, I just didn't really have a problem doing that. But I think for my particular mental makeup, it sent me over the edge. So that was the reason that I did Vipassana. It was because there was a very eloquent speaker, and he said that a lot of people who I would respect and look up to, did do this meditation. And so, not they did Vipassana, but they did meditation. They did meditate, rather. But I think 10 days of silence, it was too much.